strategic alliances, strategic partnerships, and joint ventures. An organization may increase its scope by entering into horizontal or vertical relationships with separate entities, not by building or acquiring capabilities, but by collaborating with others. This strategy may create a virtual organization, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as short-term alliances between independent organizations in a potentially long-term relationship to design, produce, and distribute a product. Organizations cooperate based on mutual values and act as a single entity to third parties. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary offers the following definitions of these types of relationships. A strategic alliance is a relationship formed by two or more organizations that share proprietary information, participate in joint investments, and develop linked and common processes to increase the performance of both companies. Many organizations form strategic alliances to increase the performance of their common supply chain. The participants do not merge or formally join their entities. Rather, they commit their resources to a joint activity. For example, two car manufacturers might form an alliance to develop a revolutionary engine. Individually, neither has the resources to accomplish the task, but together they can create the engine and share the profits. Frequently, the parties in a strategic alliance have complementary competencies. A small pharmaceutical company may have a patent for a highly profitable medicine, but little experience in marketing and almost no sales force. By forming an alliance with a larger company, it can gain access to both and still retain a reasonable share of future profits. A strategic alliance likely has a clear, shared strategic goal and an agreed-upon business plan. A strategic alliance involving IBM, Microsoft, and Intel, for example, had a clear business goal to achieve early market share leadership in the PC market by leveraging the competencies of the three leading brands. IBM's strategy eventually failed as the market became more crowded and competitive. Alliances also have life cycles. Strategic partnerships are alliances with top supplier and buyer performers to enhance a firm's performance. A financial services business may form a strategic partnership with one of its technology providers to create a new software system designed for the needs of this industry. Apple and IBM created a strategic partnership to penetrate the global corporate enterprise market by leveraging big data analytics, industry sales consultants, and software developers. A joint venture is a separate entity created by two or more organizations through shared ownership, risk, and returns to accomplish a specific business objective. Generally, the result of this agreement is a third organization that is owned jointly by the two or more investors. Two pharmaceutical companies may decide to invest in creating a third company that will create software applications for healthcare providers. In a real example, NBC Universal Television Group and Disney IBC Television Group created a joint venture in 2008 called Hulu for video streaming with commercials. In supplier partnerships, organizations have compatible strategies, which allows the buyer to achieve its business objectives and the seller to compete more effectively against its rivals. For example, a large chain of home improvement centers wants to manage costs and stockouts. It partners with suppliers who have the expertise to manage inventory levels at the chain stores and to lower the cost of transporting goods. In this relationship, suppliers are informed of promotions and have access to stock-level information. They work with the chain's purchasing department to create full truckloads. These arrangements offer the opportunity for growth without as large an investment of resources and an exposure to risk. A few key suppliers may become trusted partners over time. Often these will be single-source arrangements with long-term commitments. Contracts can be designed to ensure that both parties work to integrate further over time. In addition to a long-term commitment, two other things are needed for these relationships to work: shared vision and trust. Organizations that choose to see the mutual relationship as a shared destiny will develop a shared vision of what the relationship should accomplish. They will communicate at every level of management, both formally and informally, to ensure that these goals are realized. For example, manufacturing professionals in each organization should promptly share information on material requirements and availability. Trust is not developed immediately, especially when proprietary technology or financial details are at risk. So this will build over time as each party fulfills its responsibilities. The perspective on these relationships needs to be on the supply chain as a whole. Decisions that reduce costs to the final customer need to take priority over decisions that simply shift costs from one party to the other. These relationships can become mutually dependent, meaning that together the organizations get more done than either could independently. They plan together, innovate solutions together, and work to reduce costs together, often sharing the cost savings equitably. Teams are cross-functional, meaning that each functional area works directly with its counterparts at the other organization. Supplier relationship management tools are especially important to use to maintain relationships with trusted partners. The benefits of developing a few trusted partnerships can include shorter lead times, shorter product development times, better quality, and lower total cost. Suppliers will see benefits in terms of regular business they can rely on and the ability to plan more effectively, which can help them reduce costs. If the organizations integrate their information systems, they can also collaboratively forecast together and eliminate the bullwhip effect, the increase in variability in orders that becomes more pronounced the further upstream one goes in a supply chain when only order information is communicated. Lean production environments rely particularly heavily on a few trusted suppliers. Lean emphasizes perfect quality, allowing incoming inspection to be eliminated. This generally requires that the supplier have a continuous quality improvement program. Such programs are the goal even in conventional manufacturing environments. The supplier will also need to deliver materials just in time, which typically requires that they also use a lean production environment. Finally, they will plan their long-term capacity on the basis of this long-term agreement, so the trust in an ongoing relationship needs to be mutual.